Chapter 10. The World We Live In. Unit 20. Multiculturalism. From Melting Pots to Mosaics.
Europe is a small continent consisting of many different countries. Each maintains its own culture and identity. In the 18th and 19th centuries, there were numerous wars aimed at establishing nation-states and preserving sovereignty. During these conflicts, a multitude of people were leaving Europe in order to escape persecution and oppression, or to improve their lot in life. Many sought freedom and opportunity in a new place called America. Groups of immigrants who possessed distinct identities and cultures were establishing communities there. The land that they were immigrating to was home to numerous other groups of people with their own unique identities and values. Some of these groups were the original native tribes of the Americas. In addition, settlers from all corners of the earth and slaves added yet more variety to the cultural mix in America. Communities and states were continually being founded by an array of immigrants, albeit with frequent disregard for the original inhabitants of the land. Still, these new communities were unique for their cultural diversity. The United States of America was established primarily by English-speaking immigrants. However, the founding fathers recognized the linguistic diversity of the new country. They accordingly refused to adopt an official language. National identity was expected to form naturally as immigrants became assimilated. The metaphor of the melting pot was used to describe how people of different cultures amalgamated under one national identity. Immigrants were expected to gradually assimilate into American culture as they climbed the social ladder. However, critics point out that this is a rather idealized view. While European immigrants often prospered in the new land, non-Europeans faced greater challenges. Canada developed in a distinctly different way than its southern neighbor. Canada was founded mainly by French and English settlers. Its early history is characterized by an intense power struggle between the French and the English. Again, these were not the only two ethnic groups present, but they were the two major ones vying for power. In 1867, Canada officially became a country and declared itself bilingual, that is, it claimed two official languages, English and French. In practice, however, the French often suffered a disadvantage. Thus, by the 20th century, Canadians supporting the French language firmly demanded an official policy on bilingualism and biculturalism. However, others were quick to point out that the French were not the only minority in Canada and advocated an official policy of multiculturalism, which was adopted in 1971. Multicultural policies celebrate the variety of cultural differences. They sincerely encourage the preservation of cultural identity. As a result, generous federal funds are allocated to meet such ends in Canada. For example, the government might provide sponsorship for festivals which celebrate cultural heritage, or it might subsidize newspapers that are published in a minority language. This innovative approach has been described in contrast to the melting pot model as a mosaic. Immigrants need not lose their cultural identity as they integrate into the culture of the host nation. Multicultural policies have been officially adopted by several countries around the world. Opponents of multiculturalism state that it undermines national unity. They feel that it discourages assimilation in the immigrants' new land, which can lead to conflict. Cities become fragmented into culturally distinct neighborhoods. Immigrants in such segregated communities do not have to learn the language of the country or assimilate into the mainstream. Cultural identity is then preserved at the expense of integration. Further, it is argued that multiculturalism may allow oppression to continue, by turning a blind eye to certain practices within cultural groups. The host country does not, and should not, respect some aspects of certain cultures, such as the oppression of women. Oppressive behavior is not tolerated from native citizens, but multiculturalism may inadvertently protect these practices in ethnic communities. In recent years, there has been an increasing backlash against multiculturalism, particularly in Europe. Many European countries that once endorsed multicultural policies have changed their positions. They are limiting immigration and enforcing integration measures for new immigrants. For example, immigrants might be required to take courses in the language and history of their host nation. Tests are designed to ensure that new immigrants are prepared to take on the cultural values of the host nation.